Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Demoniac, who could not speak, was brought to Jesus. The demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." The Pharisees said he drives out demons by the prince of demons. Jesus went around to all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. The sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. We've all heard the expression, "No good deed goes unpunished." And that's exactly what happens to Jesus today. He performs a great healing. And instead of the Pharisees thinking, "Wow, this is truly the Son of God, this is a holy person," what does he say? Well, you know, he probably did it through another demon to conquer the demon. You could see that even from the beginning of time, there was always the people that were criticizing each other. And how easy it is for us as human beings to fall in that Satan trap. That when somebody does something good, instead of celebrating that, it's very easy for us to tear down people around us with our words or our actions. So our gospel is a reminder to us as disciples that when we do something good, to not do it for recognition or for praise from other people, but to serve the Lord, because that is what we are called to do. So, my dear friends, let us be strong in our faith today, trusting that God sees the good that we do, and to not be discouraged when others try to tear us down for it. So this morning, let's just ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, that we could become truly more like Christ, and to go out and bring the healing that this world so desperately needs.